Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Fraser. I'm the queer guy with the third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. It's Psychic Dougal Fraser. Guys, it's about to get pretty gay up in here. Why? Are you watching RuPaul's Drag Race? It premiered last night, and my co-host today is Michelle Visage.
Yay!
Good morning, Michelle. I don't know what to do with myself.
Why?
First of all, moment of truth.
Okay.
I used to watch you on VH1 on the RuPaul's Talk on RuPaul's Talk Show.
Right.
You were the co-host. And so, guys, if you're listening, years ago when I lived in New York, I started doing radio with Michelle when you were at Mix 102.7.
Correct.
And I was so nervous to do that with you because I've always been like a huge fan, like total dork, huge fan.
Aww.
And now you're coming on my show. I don't know what to do with myself.
Well, I know what I can do with you. You were wonderful on the radio, and
well, you
and I just clicked.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. I mean, I've always loved radio. I'm a huge fan of Howard Stern. You have been in radio forever. I mean, it's what you seriously.
Yes,
you
I was
have.
Born in it.
Weren't you the first like female host in your like for Morning Drive?
You know, they don't give many of us women Morning Drive in major cities.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I have any accolades like that.
I've always been impressed with what you do because there's a love that you exude. Your humor is hysterical. If you get it.
You gotta be able to get it.
People get it. You think some people don't get it?
I think 98% of the people get it.
Right.
And then there's the 2% who's just like, she's a bitch. She's so
no.
mean. They just don't get it.
Right.
You know, and yeah. I understand. My humor's not for everybody.
Right. So tell us, so you're now the judge on RuPaul's Drag Race. This is your third season, right?
This is my second.
It's your second season.
Second season, okay. But it's season four of the show.
Thank you.
Thank you very
applause.
Much. Thank you.
So how did you and Ru connect originally?
In the clubs.
Seriously?
Yeah, if you want the truth. Ru would be out doing what Ru does oh so well.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran a voguing troupe.
Of course you did.
I did before
wow.
Madonna, I might add.
Wait, stop. Pause.
Okay.
What
so
is
cool.
a voguing troupe?
Let me explain.
Okay.
Thank you for asking. Without getting too layered and too deep, I used to walk balls. Do you know what a ball
is? I don't know. I am a wasp from Long Island.
Okay.
So walking balls sounds like something the help does.
Okay. Ballrooms. Gay ballrooms in Harlem. That's really where it all started. And the kids didn't have money and... What they did for entertainment was they would go and compete against each other.
Really?
For prizes. And it was never cash. It was, you know, trophies. And there were categories. And they started out very simple, you know, like evening wear, face.
Oh.
And it turns into all sorts of crazy stuff. These days, there's so much. Thank you. There's so much stuff that you can't even really keep up with the categories now.
But how do you get involved
okay,
with that?
Okay. So I got involved in the gay community very early on. I was 17 when I moved to Manhattan.
Uh-huh.
And right away, I was accepted into a house, which I was like, what?
Right.
I live in a house in New Jersey. No, it wasn't that kind of a house. And these kids started grooming me right away to Vogue and to walk face, which of course I had no idea. But one thing I did know, I was always accepted with love as I was, you know, with my flat chest and my bump in my nose and my big hair from New Jersey.
Mm.
I was accepted completely for who I was by the gay community,
right.
Which for me was like, why doesn't everybody know about this? Honestly.
I agree.
And
yeah.
then I met all the kids throughout the years in clubs. Willie Ninja, rest in peace. You know, some of the greatest Jose and Louis extravaganza, some of the greatest voguers in the world.
Mm.
Cesar Valentin, people I got to learn how to vogue from.
Mm.
So I was the first real girl to ever vogue in a ball. And I just didn't sign up.
Said you didn't have any titles.
I popped up in the... That's in the ballroom. You didn't even know what a ballroom was.
It's okay.
So I started walking Vogue. Realness, I would walk with butch queens and femme queens, and here I was a girl.
Right.
And then I started walking face and started kind of getting into the ballroom lifestyle.
And is this before your music career started off?
Way before.
Way before?
Yeah.
Okay. Because people may not know, Michelle was a part of a band called Seduction back in the day. Which
band.
Was,
well, yeah.
I don't care.
Band.
A group.
We didn't play an instrument, sweetie.
But you sang.
Yes, we did. We did. We still do. So back to what you were saying was how did it happen. So I put together a group of about five boys and me.
Yeah.
And we would get hired by Suzanne Barch, who was this nightclub promoter, impresario, still is. And we used to work at the clubs like once a week, voguing on stage. And Rue would be doing his thing. Mm-hmm. And then our paths would cross. So when the radio station started in 1996, WKTU in New York City.
Loved, too.
Mm. They brought Rue in for Fashion Week. Now, they had auditioned me with all these different people because they liked me, but they didn't know what for.
Right.
I'd never done radio.
Right.
And then Rue came in. I was like, do you remember me? She was like, girl, please shut up. I have been watching you.
Oh.
When Seduction was out, I watched that little blonde one. My eye was always on you. And it was bam. We connected, and then Roos brought me into VH1. And it was funny, Dougal, because I said, I owe you everything. Thank you for, this is something I've always wanted to do.
Right.
Get on TV. I know I can do it.
And it was such a good show.
It was magical.
So before its time.
That was the problem.
Yeah. Because that show with the runway and the inner, I mean, it was so well done. And I have to say, you guys used to have like this kind of dynamic between the two of you where you would get people to open up in a way that they would not normally do on television.
Right.
And I loved it because nobody, I mean, it was such a weird kind of crazy setting and it just became kind of fun and magical. I loved that show.
It was a great show. Way before its time. Agreed. They didn't get it yet. The
Not
world wasn't as tolerant at that point
right.
as it is now. So who knows? Maybe there'll be a redo.
Right.
But with that said, I think the reason people opened up Dougal is because they were, you know, Rue is a big queen and I'm a big queen. And they felt like, hey, I'm just sitting down talking to my favorite queens. Mm.
So now I know this is going to sound corny and I kind of know the answer to this. But when you say I'm a big queen, what exactly do you mean about that?
Yes, because there's a lot of question as if I'm a real girl or not.
Right.
I'm a real girl.
I can tell.
I am a biological woman. I fashioned myself after drag queens. Drag queens are everything to me, inspiration in so many ways.
Yeah.
People look at them as like, oh, please, just do not ever negate what these boys do.
I agree. And you know what my favorite thing about RuPaul's Drag Race is that point in the makeup room where they take off the all of the wigs and the makeup and everything. There's such a transformation that happens energetically.
Oh, sure.
And I know for some people, you know, a drag queen is kind of, sometimes it feels like outside of your reach. It's so over the top. But I think in essence, we're all in drag. When I dress for work, I'm dressing the part. I'm projecting an energy.
100%.
Everybody on the planet is in drag.
Rue says you're born naked. The rest is drag.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
It's true.
And I love to see what someone can do. I mean, David's a makeup artist. People know. Mm-hmm. So what someone can do with makeup and costume. I know.
You're going to have to paint
see
me.
Michelle's face right now.
I would love that.
But I just think it's an interesting thing of how you can play with color, how you can play with texture, how you can play with energy and completely take on a different character.
Think about it this way, Dougal. When you're a child and you put on a wig or,
yes.
Okay, maybe you don't do that.
Are you looking at family photos? My sister had cancer in high school. We used to all try on her wig.
I'm not laughing at that, please.
No.
God, transition.
We would all try on her wig. It was like a whole thing.
But the thing is, okay, let's say as a child you put on a mask.
Yes.
And even in acting classes, they use masks. Any little thing you put on like that transforms completely a whole different character.
Right.
You, just like you said, you watch those boys out of drag in the workroom, and then they get into drag, and it's a completely different.
Totally different.
And it's, but that's why I model myself after these queens. People say, I've gotten so much flack over the years for saying that I model myself after drag queens, and people are saying you shoot so low, and but you don't understand.
You shoot so low.
Oh, Chop, please.
Really?
I have heard so much hate. These people, these men are such an inspiration to me, but what they go through, what they've gone through in their life with their families, how they are so strong and what they do every day for a dollar. These people are not doing this as a joke.
It's not for the money.
This is their life.
Yeah.
This is serious stuff, and they're all heroes to me, every last one of them.
Yeah. Do you get to spend a lot of time with them on the show? Or is
zero.
It, zero. It's only for the judging part.
As a matter of fact, not only do I get to spend zero time with them, I am sequestered. I'm not allowed
to. Oh, really?
Yeah, it's probably a good part of the show.
Because it's neutral just for
the
performance.
Correct.
Yeah. Yep.
And it kills me because I see, like, if I ever see them in passing, I'm like, ugh, I have to look away.
Right.
And you know I want to run up and be like, me, hug mama.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Right.
Yeah.
I can't do that until it's all over.
Oh, God. Reunion show. The whole
reunion,
thing.
Right.
Guys, if you want to talk to Michelle or myself, we are going to be talking gossip, giving readings all hour. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Again, that number is 1-800-930-2819. Or listen, you're listening at work. I get it. You can't call. So go to transformationtalkradio.com, click the instant feedback button, type in your question, and I might read it live on the air. Guys, Michelle Visage from RuPaul's Drag Race is with me all hour. I'm super excited, tossing my hair like nobody's beeswax. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more talking about RuPaul's Drag Race. I can't wait. We'll be right back.
As confidence grows, I start to ready myself, steady myself, prepare myself for what lies ahead as I dread the every minute I have to
best friend could take a peek into the future. Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City. SolveUrbanRace.com.
Do you feel trapped by your own bad habits? Are you still eating the wrong foods or smoking? Or just trapped in self-destructive thinking? If so, help is available at StephanieRisley.com. Let certified hypnotherapist Stephanie Risley reprogram your brain. Her Power Tools of Transformation CD series can help you take control of your life. Call 323-933-4377. Or go to StephanieRisley.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is Psychic Dougal Fraser, my co-host today, Michelle Visage.
You know, I've known you for a lot of years now.
Yeah.
And I say Fraser. It's Fraser.
I change it all the time.
Well,
I,
what is it?
I don't know. I'm being totally
honest.
He doesn't
know either. That's funny.
My whole family says it differently. Mick Fraser. It depends on the mood. Someone just asked me this the other day, and I was like, I'm at a cocktail party with people I don't know and can't tell them how to pronounce my own name.
Well, is it Fraser or Fraser?
I say Fraser. Sometimes I say Fraser. I have honestly no idea.
Dougal it is.
Yeah. Exactly. We'll just stick with Dougal. So, guys, let's talk about the premiere, RuPaul's Drag Race, last night. Theme was
Rupocalypse,
which there was one sweet girl who did not do so well with the term apocalyptic. Oh. What did she say? Yeah, it was like
It
was like Papadopoulos or something.
Totally.
She did not do well with that. But Sharon Needles.
Yes.
Wow.
It's tailor-made for Sharon Needles, wasn't it?
My God.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a kind of drag I had never seen before.
It's so
before.
Different. She looked beautiful. But like, it was so goth. It was more than goth.
It was death.
Yeah.
It was death drag.
It was so, so well done. Uh-huh. And then, okay, when some of the bigger girls...
You're talking about LaShawn with the apocalypse.
Yeah, I can't remember that. I know. The first 2 weeks, I try to get everybody's names.
It takes time.
Okay, only when you're here do we get a question from @transgender, which I'll get to. you in New York City. This has never happened on Transformation Talk Radio before. Love you, transgender.
Yeah.
Okay, but so Jiggly Caliente last night and Alyssa Summers, am I saying that right?
Alyssa Summers.
Okay,
yeah.
They had to lip sync for their lives, which is fantastic.
Yes.
And whoever came up with that is so
There's
funny.
So many fun catchphrases. Yes.
It's hysterical.
A lip sync for your life?
When she did that split.
Who, Jiggly?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mind you, I'm a bean pole. I can't even touch my elbow. When she did that split,
she's
and the
bendy.
Way they shoot it, like the way it was insane.
I was jumping out of my seat.
So when they lip sync for their lives, what are you looking for?
Me personally?
Yeah.
I'm looking for somebody who knows the words. No,
you are.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You cannot do a proper lip sync when you don't know the words. I don't want to see watermelon. Right. I don't want to see elephant. I want to see
are these go-to
the
for
words.
The words.
Correct.
Okay. So if you do a back handspring and a dismount into a split.
Don't care.
And you don't know the words, you don't care.
Not me.
Okay.
I want to see the words and I want to see the feeling come out of the words. And yes, I like a little jumping around. I don't want just show me your face, give me face. No.
Right, right.
I want a performance. Be Britney.
Right.
You
I
know?
Agree.
Jiggly
yeah.
was Britney.
So much better.
Yes.
Yes.
Although, I'm sad to see Alyssa Summers go because she is fierce, and I don't think this was just the wrong challenge for her.
Now, do you know that based on what you saw when they came out, or do you actually know of her? From
no, I do not know of her.
So you're just basing
I'm
it
just
on,
going by a gut.
Okay, so it's a gut feeling. Mm. You know, I love that gut feeling.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so
I know you do.
Let's do a little dish. You know, and I struggled with whether or not we were going to talk about this, and I justified it because I was doing research for the show.
Okay.
Did you listen to Demi Moore's 911 call?
I listened to some of it. You know, it's just such a tragic situation.
It's so tragic.
I try not to energetically, and I sound so new age right now.
Right. Well, that's the whole point.
I try not to energetically put myself into somebody else's drama that way.
So now you're judging me.
So, that's what I do, Dougal. No, I mean, it's pop culture. So we all kind of get sucked in.
Yeah.
And I listen to a little bit, but then when I start feeling that sick feeling,
that's what I got.
I got to jump out.
And what I want to know is that public record? Is that
yes?
Is it
okay. All 911 tapes are public?
Oh, I didn't know.
It's really unfair that that's public record. And it was so uncomfortable to hear her. I think you're right, though, because when you watch like Dateline 48 Hours or whatever,
so you can play
and they
them.
Do a reenactment, you replay them.
Marijuana, but it's similar to incense. And she seems to be having convulsions of some sort.
Oh. Okay. Are you with the person at this time?
I'm actually in the other
room. That's enough. I don't want to give it to you.
Who smokes incense? Why are you smoking incense?
Well, that's the thing. I was like, is it that salvia
stuff? Is it that hookah?
Stuff?
Yeah, that stuff.
And who brings stuff to your house and you don't know what they're smoking? I think that sounds insane. Here's the deal.
What?
And this is where I get like all diva detective. They kept giving the phone to other people in the room.
Right.
And they kept saying, Rue, how old is she? Rue. So first I thought it was RuPaul.
No, RuPaul's not there.
Of course not.
I can guarantee it. Rue doesn't do any of that stuff.
But her daughter...
Rumor.
Yes.
Rumor, yeah.
And if her daughter is there, what are you doing?
With your child.
Well,
there.
The second part of that story was that, did you hear this? That after she went to the hospital, that Rumor like snuck into some Golden Globe parties or something, and she was out partying like
that same night?
When mom was in the hospital.
When she was in the hospital. So they're kind of criticizing her for doing that.
Kind of.
I found out my boys went out when I was in the hospital. Oh, my God.
Considering they're one.
Right. Well, you know, a little bit later. I'm going to be a star here. I'm going to be a star.
Your kids are at Chuck E. Cheese while you're in the hospital.
You're going to be there too. What are you talking about?
The sense that I got energetically, because I'm always trying to kind of transform it around, is that she is so youth obsessed. You know, she's hanging out with her daughter. She's eating nothing but Red Bull and like Tic Tacs.
Her husband is half her age.
Her husband's half her age. And it's like, let it go. Center yourself, find a plate. But I just thought it was so sad, and I really hope she gets some help. And but there was also another Beverly Hills moment that I thought was so funny from the 911 call, and only I like focus on this. So the guy kept saying, are the paramedics there yet? And they kept saying, no, they have to get through the gate. And he was like, well, can you see the paramedics from your house to the gate? And they were like, no, it's a very large Send someone to the gate.
Right?
It is tragic. You know, she's not doing the Kabbalah teachings that she studies.
Thank you.
So,
because
you know,
I don't know about smoking incense in Kabbalah. That
there is no incense.
No, there is no incense.
And she's not practicing her teachings. But you know, it's really sad when anybody gets in that situation that you have the grasp for these things, especially when it's youth related.
I agree.
It's very sad.
I agree. So let's go to @transgender, who sent us in a instant feedback question from New York City. Good afternoon, Dougal and Ms. Visage. Loving the show. My question for Ms. Michelle Visage is, what are the three must-haves this season divas must have to transform transform into their most fabulous self each week. Thank you so much.
What do they have to have?
Yeah, what are the three things you're looking for this season?
Oh, I'm looking for.
Yeah.
For me, it's always very simple.
Mm.
Bring me to the place that you're trying to bring me.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I don't want to see any, like, the wall needs to be lifted. Does
right.
that make sense?
Right.
I want to believe that you are who you are.
Mm.
I don't want to see, you know, any of your hair popping out of your wig. I don't want to see any 5 o'clock
shadow.
So
you want
shadow.
The illusion to be clear.
I want it to be clear, and
right.
I want it to be completely realized.
Right. So now let me ask you a question. I shall not name names, but some of those girls look like they had had a few nips and tucks and perhaps some implants to change their physical appearance. Do you care
talk about
that?
Chad.
No comment.
What?
cheeks.
You know, there's a lot of them over the years that have had
yeah.
some, you know, injections and
right.
stuff. But as long as the body is not surgically altered,
right.
it doesn't really bother me.
And that seems to be more for female impersonators. Like, if they're going for a specific character or person that they really want to emulate and project.
Right. I think last season, like, we had Venus, who does Madonna.
Right. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And does it quite well.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never seen a Cher like
right.
Chad's Cher.
Yeah.
There is no other.
Right. and you can see it even without the makeup on. That's
oh,
what
yeah.
I mean. You can see that that's what he's going
that
for.
Doesn't bother me at all. You know, if you're going to do that, it's your moneymaker.
Right.
You know, you go for it. I
right.
got implants. They're not my moneymakers, but they keep my husband happy.
But they could. They were last season.
Oh, that's true.
Are you kidding?
The queens do appreciate
they're now an AFTRA.
Right. That's true. So definitely bring me to completion on... Does they bring me to completion?
It's a little early.
The whole illusion. I also... on a lip sync, like I said before, I need you to know what you're doing up there. Don't
yeah.
just turn around. I love the move when people turn around when they don't know the words.
Is that what they
do a turn?
Right. And then they
I
wait.
See you, biatch.
But I got to give them credit for that. We've all had that moment where you're performing or in front of a live audience
oh,
and
too.
You forget something.
I've forgotten the lyrics to my own words.
Right. We'll do a turnaround.
But I'll just go in the mic. I just forgot the words.
That's what I would probably
That's
do.
The difference.
Yeah. Guys, can you help me out with the words?
And the third thing is personality.
Personality.
For me, it's all about personality.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, in the end, you have to be pulled together. You can't be a really horrid full beard drag queen,
right?
But personality definitely can take you to the next level, and getting your own sense of humor.
You want to take a call?
Yeah, let's do.
Let's take a call. We've got Barb in Seattle. Good morning, Barb.
Hello.
Barb,
hi, Barb.
There you are. Pick up the phone.
Hi,
Barb. What's yes. going on in your life? How can I help you?
Well, a few weeks back, I called you and asked you about something, and out of the blue, you just popped up on my sister in Florida.
Barb, it's a gift.
And a couple weeks later. She calls me, and out of the blue, she says, for Christmas, sending me a ticket to come and see her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, that's great. Her husband's health has been kind of iffy, and I'm wondering if she's reaching out to get some help from me, or...
Well, here's the deal. So in this year, first of all, for you personally, Barb, things are going to be great. Financially, you feel very secure. You seem really happy. Unfortunately, though, a lot of loved ones are going to be going through a lot of personal problems. You're going to see a lot of what I would describe as mini explosions around you. And a lot of times in your life, you want to jump in there and you want to help and you want to give everybody as much attention as you can. Unfortunately, you're not going to be able to do that with everyone this year. In my opinion, with your sister, she does not feel connected to herself anymore. So she's reaching out to you to feel a sense of family. That's why she needs your connection. I actually think she may want to sit you down and start talking about some financial stuff that she may need help with. In my opinion, I would offer her emotional support. I would offer her verbal support. I wouldn't give her any money. But I think you can be there for her emotionally. For you this year, it's about working on your own foundation, strengthening where you are, but be prepared for the fact that a lot of people are going to be having a lot of drama, and it's kind of a test for you. You can be there for them, but you can't let it be a distraction from what you're trying to achieve in your life. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I know it's difficult. Yes. But Barb, right? I love that you called me back and that your sister gave you the ticket and all that follow-up. Let us know what's happening. I think it's not really about his health. I think it might be more about a financial situation that they want to talk to you about. But remember, at the end of the day, she just wants a sense of family and wants to feel connected to you, okay?
Right, right.
Okay.
Maybe financially it's coming from her towards me.
It's possible.
She has more money than she knows what to do with.
Trust me, they're having financial problems this year. I guarantee it.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Barb. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. I guarantee it.
Oh, I know. I know your readings are spot on.
I know. And you always want to be pink.
because I'm always yellow.
I know.
Am I still yellow?
Well, here's the deal. Yeah, I know you think that's a bad thing, but when someone has pink around them, pink light is the light of perfection. So the reason you're drawn to pink is that there is a part of you that's a perfectionist. You want it to feel perfect. You want to do the best.
I'm a Virgo, of course.
You want to do the best. And even your headsets right now, your little Kindle cover
is pink.
Everything's pink. Your hat's got pink. It's who you are. But the reason you have yellow and gold around you, that's a color of like success. It's achievement. It's being at the top of your game. It's constantly, you know, achieving everything that you set your intention for. So my advice to you is you've got to embrace that gold. You
So I don't look jaundiced. Okay, it's a good thing.
You don't look jaundiced, but I love that. Maybe it's just a health issue. And I was wrong.
Maybe skated it's hepatitis. Who knew?
Skated by that one.
Exactly. Guys, if you want to talk to Michelle, again, my number is 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. Or join our friend Transgender and give us an instant feedback question. Go to transformationtalkradio.com, click the instant feedback question and instant feedback button, and I will read your question on the air. Guys, we're going to take a quick break. My guest again is Michelle Visage. This is the Dougal Fraser Show. Stay with us. I've never felt like this before.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Come to Seattle, February 16th through the 20th for the 20th annual Women of Wisdom Conference. The theme is Radiate the Divine Feminine. Our world is ready. Our featured guests are Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolin, Imsara, Yubaka Hill, and Naomi Tutu. Join Women of Wisdom for experiential life-changing workshops and evening presentations to inspire you. You can choose to attend the whole weekend or individual events. No charge for visiting. Daily activities such as the Goddess Market, Art Show, Tea House, and receive a reading or a healing at the temple. Are you ready to join a community of women who support each other in their journey to discover and develop their passions and purpose in life? Women of Wisdom is the place to be this February 16th through the 20th. Go to womenofwisdom.org to discover all the diverse offerings Women of Wisdom has to offer you. See you there.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is Psychic Dougal Fraser. My guest today, Michelle Visage. So exciting. Guys, I'm doing a giveaway. Have you liked the Facebook page yet? Go like my Facebook page. I'm giving away a free reading. What? $250 value.
What?
Just saying. Or go to DougalFraser.com and you can click the little win button right on the left.
Yes, the win button.
David does all the technical stuff. I get all exhausted. I get so confused.
Oh, you poor baby.
Thank God.
Multitasking. What's going on?
Guys, let's go straight to the calls. We've got Martha in
Tatana.
No, no. Let's try that again.
I knew this. Yep.
You do it.
I got it, but I want to hear you do it one more time.
Yeah,
Martha from Titanic.
That's under the sea. We're going to go with Tehachapi, California.
Thank you. Good morning, Martha.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm a little nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. Aww. What can I help you with?
Well, I just kind of been going through a lot, and I just kind of want to know if I'm in the right track or if it's just me feeling this way and just...
Well, there's something strange about your living situation that causes a lot of anxiety. They keep talking about moving over and over and over again, yet it doesn't feel like the right time to move, which is confusing. So I don't know if you're thinking about it, but what is it about your living situation right now that is making me feel anxious?
Well, my husband and I have been fighting a lot, so
okay.
I've been wondering if I should leave or not. So okay. I've been back and forth with
What's your husband's name?
Aww.
His name is Luis Castillo.
Okay, so here's the deal. I'm going to be honest with you. It doesn't feel like the best fit for me. And at the rate we're going, it feels like there's going to be an ending. But here's my thing. This is where I kind of combine coaching. You guys need to have a really, really honest discussion about what your fears are and what your concerns are. One of the issues that I have about Luis is that he's not really seeing his part, and that bothers me. So I think therapy would be a great idea. You guys need to be in a safe environment where you can express what's going on and have a facilitator there to support you. Unfortunately, he tends to project the issue onto other people, and that concerns me a little bit. I have to tell you that they do talk about you moving, so you may start fantasizing about that and what it would feel like to live on your own. It might be empowering to go take a look at places and see what you could afford. The more knowledge you have based on the transition that you're going to make, the happier you're going to feel. But I don't blame you for feeling overwhelmed. It doesn't feel great right now with the relationship. But do you know what I mean, where he doesn't seem to be owning his part?
He does. I do try to talk to him. I have gone to therapy.
Have you gone to therapy with him?
With him.
You did.
Without him.
Okay, so here's my philosophy. If you've done all that stuff and it's still not working out, sometimes you kind of have to write down what your dreams and what your goals are and what you want your life to look like. And if that doesn't match up with him, you got to make your change, and it feels like there's going to be a transition.
And woman to woman.
Yeah.
Always have your side account, always your FU account. I hate to say it like that.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, but it's woman to woman. We need to look out for ourselves.
I agree.
Because nobody does. Yeah. We let the men do the bills. We let the men take care of everything.
Yep.
No, have your little bit, even if it's, you know, $20 a paycheck.
Yeah.
You put it aside. So when it's time that you have to unfortunately skip, you got your stuff.
Yeah. And that's the thing, Martha. I think you're so used to supporting other people, and you've done such a good job with that. And this year, it's all about you creating your dreams. And I just want to kind of give you the permission to do that. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Martha.
I wish you the best of luck with everything.
Oh, that's tough. Speaking of dreams, this is my transition.
Yes.
It was a really bad one, just like Whoopi
Goldberg. Are you transitioning?
So you just moved to California.
I did.
Are you excited?
I'm very excited, but I'm living in boxes right now.
Yeah.
It's hell. We're literally in boxes up to our neck.
And for a Virgo.
It's not.
I mean, cry yourself to sleep.
Well, my husband is so funny because, you know, we're not fully employed right now.
Right.
You know, I came out here with a dream. As did he. He's a writer.
Right.
And he came out here to get a job on a show.
He's a great writer. I've read some of his stuff.
Thank you, Dougal. He's a very good writer. But in Florida, he wasn't going to get booked as a writer.
No, he was not.
So we both literally, I walked away from a great radio gig in Miami.
And this is a big deal for you.
Very big deal.
Yeah. I'm so proud of
this.
How many times have we talked on I Am and I'm like, move, you have to move here, do it. And you did it.
I did it.
Yeah.
I left a job, a great job on a radio station in Miami, which I love the people. I loved everybody there. They've been wonderful to me. All the signs pointed to me going now.
Right.
If I'm going to do this and focus on television and radio, I mean, I've been doing morning radio for 17 years. I love it. I do it in my sleep.
Yeah.
I'll never be away from it.
Yeah.
But I didn't come out here for a gig, which if anybody listens to radio knows that people... We're like military. We travel everywhere for our jobs.
It's insane.
And I wanted some stability, although I cleared out my 401k.
Wow.
Like really big risk.
That's a big deal for you.
Put it all out there.
Yeah.
And so now we rented our home in Florida furnished, and I have no furniture. Right.
Oh, my God.
So I'm looking on Craigslist like a maniac. My husband's like, we don't have the money to get furniture. I said, then what do you want me to do? So it's fighting every 5 minutes.
So
I have nowhere to sit.
Right. There's always rent-a-center.
Look, it's getting there. Right. I'm finding stuff on Craigslist. I'm running all over the place like a crazy woman. But we're doing it. We're getting it together. But the point is, if you have a dream, there's no better day than today. I don't have, like, people look at me and they see what I do. They think, I do not have money like that.
No, reality TV does not pay the bills.
Do not have money like that.
Can't even cover the outfit.
Mind you, not complaining.
Of course not. Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm not, and radio is no better.
Yeah, I just think people have an illusion that if you are on TV.
Or radio. Yeah,
right, you're making a fortune.
And radio's even lower.
Right. Hello, I know. I pay for this show. You want to get ghetto.
There you go. But it's the truth.
Right.
So the bottom line is, we risked it all with two children.
Yeah.
Put it all on the line, came out here, and we're going for our dreams because there's no, to quote Rent, no day like today.
Let's. So let's talk about your dream. What are you projecting? If you could kind of have the perfect venue for yourself, what would that look like?
TV.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't, you know, I always go back to radio. Mm. I just don't want to limit myself, which I have. Mm. And radio has been so kind to me for the past 17 years. And like I said, people say they don't understand why Ryan Seacrest is still doing radio.
Right.
He's got millions now at this point.
Yeah.
Because he loves it.
You think so?
Yes.
You don't think he's a workaholic?
No, I think he loves it. I know that no matter what I do, I will always want to have a radio show.
Right.
Nothing can reach people intimately.
I do like it. Yeah.
The way radio does.
I agree.
And I want to be the one that makes them laugh every morning. I want to be the one that makes them go, you know, I feel like I'm listening to my girlfriend. I can tell you anything and you can tell me anything. And it's like I'm sitting over coffee with a girlfriend.
Right, right, right.
And I love radio for that.
Yeah.
And nothing else could do that. It's the last free medium, really.
Right. It's true. Yeah.
So with that said, it'll always be there. And the other landscape is TV. My ultimate dream, late night talk.
Oh,
to be able to be me.
You would be so good at that.
I just want to be able to be me and be accepted. And a lot of agents or casting people, they're like, well, you got to tone this down. And I'm like, why?
So what's the go-to? What's the tone down? What are the
you know, put my boobs away. Take my hair down. Take the nails down. Tone the makeup down.
Right.
I don't think there's a need for it. I am not threatening to marry Joe in, you know, Lima, Ohio.
Right.
I'm not.
Right.
Sorry, Joe.
Look at me like I'm the crazy right. aunt or whatever I am. And if you get it tongue in cheek, you'll get what I do. They're very open to that stuff in the UK. They just haven't had it here.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, Graham Norton's show. I mean, I love Alan BBC
Carr.
America, but on Graham Norton's show, when he did it on Comedy Central, didn't do as well.
Because people
in the
don't
United
get
States,
it
right?
yet.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love his show.
It just wasn't the right time.
But I also think, you know, I just had a development deal, and then afterwards, you know, they were like, oh, the climate right now in television is people being mean on TV. And I was like, I refuse to
you don't
think
have to do
that you have to be mean.
It's
to
not
be
in you, Dougal.
No, it's crazy.
It's not in you at all.
So the same thing with you. I don't think you should have to change anything. Mm-hmm. That's someone just justifying their job and afraid
well, scared to take a risk.
Yeah, and exactly.
But there are people out there who do take risks.
Right.
World of Wonder being the production company that produces it.
They're so great.
They get it.
Yeah.
You know, Rue has been nothing but supportive of me. He was a major reason for me coming out here, besides you saying, he's the one saying, look, you have never been let down by this universe.
Right.
You need to be here. Why are you not here?
Thank you.
So I texted him. I said, I'm here, still jobless. He goes, not for long.
Right, right.
You know.
So what do you think the fear is with that? Where does that come from?
I'm not going to allow that four-letter word into my world.
In the past, what do you think the fear was? Where did that come from?
Fear of failure. But yeah. I just read The Alchemist, which I was like,
yeah.
Driving out here. We drove, ready, in a minivan. My husband, myself, my two daughters, they're 9 and 11, and two big dogs in a minivan dragging a U-Haul from Florida. To here,
right.
4 days. I read the
full nails.
Full nails, full drag.
Right.
And in, you know, the best quote to me, and I retweeted about 500 times at Michelle Visage, by the way,
yeah.
is the only thing that'll keep you from success is your fear of failure.
Right.
And I decided at that moment, I've never been afraid to fail. I've never failed.
That's the essence of gold.
With that said, there you go. With right. that said, all my years of therapy, I've heard it one constant. And it's kind of like you're scared of success. You're not scared of failure.
And that's a big one.
What I can't wrap my brain around that.
Well, it's a big thing. You know, if your energy is centered, focused, and you have all of your dreams, what does that mean? You know, we're programmed for the chase. You know, you always have to do better, get better.
And then what do you do?
That's where you see people like Demi Moore completely freak out.
Right.
She should go enjoy her money and buy a villa somewhere for crying out loud.
Go relax.
Exactly. Yeah. But I think for you, you know, and I remember when we first met, I used to tell you, first you have to accept the fact that you've done it. You remember that? And I was like, and once you focus on the fact that you've done it, you've achieved a level of success that most people kind of dream of. I mean, you've got an amazing, you know, resume behind you.
Thank you, baby.
Once you've accepted that you've done it, then you recognize you can do it again.
And the next level.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, and that's for everybody out there. Do not let that fear of failure stop you from what you want to succeed in doing.
I totally agree.
I'm with you.
Guys, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to take some calls when we get back. My number, 1-800-930-2819. Again, that number, 1-800-930-2819. More gossip, more calls. I'm Dougal Fraser. My co-host today, Michelle Visage. We're talking about fear, following your dreams. Stay with us. I got a reason that you who should take me home tonight.
Do you feel trapped by your own bad habits? Are you still eating the wrong foods or smoking? Or just trapped in self-destructive thinking? If so, help is available at StephanieRisley.com. Let certified hypnotherapist Stephanie Risley reprogram your brain. Her Power Tools of Transformation CD series can help you take control of your life. Call 323-933-4377 or go to StephanieRisley.com.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staupp is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staupp can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
If you or anyone you love has a degenerative or bulging disc, you need to know the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. For bulging discs of the back and neck, they use the DRX-9000 spinal decompression machine. It gently creates negative pressure on the specific degenerated disc that allows the body to naturally repair itself. No drugs and no surgery. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net to learn more about spinal decompression at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show. Where we can both fall.
Hey, everybody, it's Psychic Dougal Fraser, my co-host today, the amazing Michelle Visage. Aww. During the break, I was saying to Michelle that I don't like doing the business aspect.
So I'll do it. I'm a radio DJ. That's what I do by trade. People pay me to do this stuff. Anyway, you guys, Dougal is giving away something fantastic. It's a free psychic reading. And I tell you what, I've been read by a lot of people in my life, honey. Nobody reads like Dougal, and I adore him, and I know you do too. That's why you're listening. So all you need to do is log on to Facebook. Y'all got a page. Like his Facebook page, and you'll be entered in the drawing to win a free psychic reading. Bam! That easy.
So done. And guys, have you signed up for the cruise? Don't forget, call up Aaron Reed and I are hosting a cruise to the Caribbean on April 21st through April 28th. Get your cabins now. We have 25 spaces left. It's going to be very...
What cruise line?
Princess.
I'm just joking. It's a good one.
It is. All right, guys, we're going to go straight to the phones. We have Debbie in Tampa. Good afternoon, Debbie.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
And did you see how I changed that for you according to your time zone? I said good afternoon to Debbie.
Oh, you're look at you.
Guys, he's quick. He's quick.
Multitasking. Debbie, good what's morning. Going on in your life? How can I help you?
Well, I
should be self-employed.
What was that?
You should be self-employed. Sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I'm trying to do. So I just recently had a miscarriage, and it was, I would say, heart-wrenching, awful experience. But I'm trying to take, you know, a lesson out of it, which is hard to do, but I'm trying. I just wanted to see if you could see when it may happen again for me, not the miscarriage, but pregnancy.
Yeah, no, you will definitely be pregnant again. I'm absolutely certain of it. It will be in the month of August, late August, possibly even early September, but you will be pregnant again. But here's the deal. Are you self-employed? Because they're screaming it over and over again. You're supposed to be self-employed. Are you currently self-employed?
I was in a car accident. I was working as a social worker, and I left my job. So I just started my website, littledebbieskitchen.com, but I haven't really done anything with it.
This is what I'm talking about. I love that, littledebbieskitchen.com. So here's the deal. Everything comes in an order, and right now you are supposed to fix your career first. They show you being self-employed. I think it's going to be a flexible schedule. That's going to work for you also being a parent. Once the business is up and running, that's where I actually want you to focus your attention right now. You get so focused. It's like this laser focus of attention. So sometimes if you're focusing on something like a baby and trying to manifest that, you can overwhelm yourself. So I want you to channel all of your energy right now into your career. Ironically, the byproduct of that will be you secure your career and your finances, but then you end up getting pregnant. So I think in the next couple of months, it's business, 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 and then it's baby, baby, baby. So right now, focus on the career. Know that you're making the right steps. You're supposed to be self-employed. And then ultimately in the summer, I think that's when you're going to get pregnant again, okay?
Okay.
And you know what, Debbie, as someone who struggled with pregnancy myself back in a few years ago, let me tell you this. That baby had a reason not to be coming into the world.
100%.
So take it as a justification that baby chose to not be, you know, coming for a reason.
Yeah.
And make peace with that baby, because the one that will probably have the same soul. It'll just come in the body it needs to be here with.
That's exactly what I think. Unfortunately, it was one of those situations of wrong time, but it's the universe's way of saying this is going to happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but let's focus on business first, and then I promise in the summer the baby will happen.
It always happens that way.
Yeah. Okay?
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Debbie. Have a great day. That's one of those things. I get that all the time with clients where they have a miscarriage or they're trying to get pregnant and they become so focused on it.
You're not going to get pregnant when
it's
you do
too
that.
Much pressure.
My sister-in-law is going through the same thing right now. And I said, look, focus on, she just started a new job. Focus
right.
on that. Don't worry about that. Even if they don't get pregnant, even adoption. I'm an adopted kid.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Adoption is so difficult.
Yeah, I know.
It is so difficult. So they're hitting walls with that as well. And it's consuming every moment of her life.
Yeah.
That I literally have to say, honey, breathe.
And
you
the
know?
Pressure that women put on
it's
their bodies
much.
In
too
that
much.
Space, it's too much. And it's always that thing, though, if you focus on something else,
it'll happen.
It's the same thing with love. Guys, if you're listening, when you go out and you're focused on, I got to meet someone, you never meet anyone. It's
exactly.
when you're not thinking about it. It's when you remove the expectation. That's the good thing.
True.
So what were you talking earlier about? America's Got Something.
X Factor.
I don't. It's not my go-to.
America's got nothing.
I agree.
Honey, trust. Hello, election time.
No. Oh, stop. I love this country. I am a proud American. With that said, I'm very excited about Howard Stern coming to America's Got Talent.
Oh.
I am so excited. I've been a Howard fan since I was, you know, just a child. So.
Did you listen to the Lady Gaga interview?
Of course.
That was spectacular.
I'm a terrestrial radio personality who subscribes only for Howard.
I know when he was thinking of leaving, there was no way that I was going to do it.
I love.
How do you think he's going to do on the show?
I think he's going to be incredible.
I do
People,
too.
They just get caught up in the brouhaha of the Howard they think they know.
Right.
They don't know how really brilliant he is and how many years he's broken artists and done things for unsigned people. And he really is the one for that. He would have been fine on American Idol.
And I experience him. People think this is crazy that I say this, especially in the New Age community. I experience him as very sweet.
No, he is.
He is. And we used to live in the Upper West Side. And when we would walk around the reservoir, he would jog and I'd be like, ugh. But he would walk around the reservoir. And I remember looking at him and he would have this kind of like gentle soul and energy
about
him.
He's a mensch.
Yeah. All he wants is he wants you to play the game. if you go in there and he starts talking about, you know, sex and, you know, getting dirty, if you put your toe in the pond, he's done.
Right.
But the minute you resist it, then he just keeps going.
No, he's an incredible broadcaster. He's done so many things for our medium that nobody else has done. So for me, I'm very excited about him being there. There's two radio mentors for me.
Who?
He was one and Wendy Williams was the other.
Yeah. What do you think of her TV show?
It's not... See, when I like Wendy on the radio.
Yeah. Something's missing. I love Wendy. Something's missing when she's on the TV.
Exactly. So? Because it's too structured for Wendy.
There you go.
Wendy is a mess.
Yeah.
And that's the way we love her.
Right.
And I still love her.
So my story about Wendy Williams is we were on Good Day LA. Well, name dropping. We were on Good Day LA one day at the same time. And we were in the green room. And we're like hugging and talking. And I was like, I love you. I love you. And then all of a sudden she leans forward to the coffee table and starts picking up magazines. And she goes, no one's going to care if I take these, right?
That's Wendy.
And starts putting magazines.
Love her.
In
perfect.
Her bag.
Really? I used to listen to her on overnights when she was on Hot 97. Like in New York City, guys, you don't understand. She was everything to me. So
yeah.
I've been compared to her. I was the white Wendy Williams. Except I don't really go cutthroat the way she used to do on the radio.
Yeah.
I do it in my way.
Yeah.
I just have a different tactic, I guess, because I'm not her. But she's really, her and Howard have only been, there's two radio mentors to look up to, and it's both of them. I mean, I do miss her desperately on the radio. But back to X Factor. Paul Abdul's gone.
Thanks.
Nicole Scherzinger, not a shocker.
Not a shocker.
And Steve Jones.
And are there rumors who are replacing them yet?
Well, they say Mariah may replace Nicole.
Oh, God.
I know. But really? How great
Although,
will that be,
though? I was just going to say, is it Weight Watchers or what's
No, Jenny Craig.
Jenny Craig,
that commercial, David walks into the house going, you can do it.
You do not love with the hair whipping everywhere.
Right? Oh, just a little bit.
And everything, I think they stitched that outfit to her skin.
I'm not being shady.
Yes, you are.
Just fierce. That's not real.
No,
that's stretched beyond the gods.
My God.
That's stretched for Jesus.
Yeah, let's light her from a mile away.
But I didn't think she'd bounce back to even where she is now.
You mean you think she looks good?
I think she looks great.
Of course.
I didn't expect her
to
bounce back. It's not as good as what it seems to be when you see real pictures. You go, but that's not what I just saw.
Right.
But Jenny Craig's good for that.
Yeah.
They did that with Kirstie Alley, too.
Yes, they did.
And she came out in some body stocking.
That was not a bikini.
Right.
Yeah.
So if Mariah replaces Nicole, I'm part of the lamely. Whatever she calls her lambs. I'm part of the lamely. So if Mariah's in there,
that's
I am very happy. Bitch is crazy. And I love that. With that said, I don't know who's going to host it, and I don't know anything else as far as replacements.
It's becoming a little too much. Like, I can't do American Idol. I know they started.
I'm not even watching it.
I can't do it.
I like to wait until there's only, like, 12 left, because at the beginning, it's all the mean people who shouldn't be auditioning, and they're being so nasty to
them.
Hello,
that's my whole show.
Well, now it's getting too much.
That's Drag Race.
And now it's too much. Like, I'll go into Perez Hilton, and it's like, Daniel Gokey's engaged from American Idol, and I'm like, who?
I loved him.
It's all these names.
I wanted him to win. Danny Gokey, he was the one that the wife died of cancer.
Oh,
he was from Wisconsin.
See.
And he's a music teacher.
I feel terrible.
I'm a stalker, clearly, because I know way too much. But between The Voice and then X Factor.
It's too much.
Enough.
Yeah.
Enough. Really. Yeah. Do we need that many singers in this world?
We need Toddlers and Tiaras.
Thank you.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Jerseylicious.
Jerseylicious. Well, did you watch the reunion show of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Dancy Moms. No, I didn't watch the reunion. I had, you know what? I jumped out halfway through the season.
Why?
I was so over it.
Are you serious?
I was bored out of my mind.
This season was amazing.
It was?
Oh my God.
Dropped out. You want to know why?
Talk.
I couldn't take the whole Taylor stuff.
Yeah, I know.
I was watching her and her demise. Again, that's that negative energy.
Yeah.
I'm watching her drink herself and starve herself into oblivion.
Yeah.
Then this happens. Yeah. And then Kim's in rehab.
Yeah.
It got too much for me. Like, I have my own drama, child. I don't need you to be drinking because you're rich.
They showed the clip of Kim talking about being in rehab. And I have to say, it was so cool to see her clear. You know, usually you see her
because
doing a Paula.
And I can think about is Escape from Witch Mountain.
Exactly. But to see her clear and own it and say, yes, this is the issue that I've had. It was really powerful.
Well, that's good.
I agree with you with the Taylor story. The fascinating thing about this last night from a psychological perspective is she talked about the fact that she kind of misses the structure of the abuse and the way he would.
I
think that's familiar with a lot of women who are in abusive relationships.
That's really scary.
It is scary because there is a structure to it. There's a pattern.
Right.
I think that's a better word than structure.
Right. And that's what therapy is for.
Correct.
If you yearn or crave that kind of structure, you want to go to therapy.
There's
something
wrong.
Yeah. Michelle, we only have a minute left. I can't believe this went by so quickly.
Really?
I know.
Ew.
Guys, RuPaul's Drag Race, Monday nights, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock on Logo.
On Logo. And they're also doing it on VH1, right?
Tuesday nights on VH1.
So exciting. Go to MichelleVisage.com or follow her. What's your Twitter
account? At Michelle Visage. Very creative, yes.
Guys, if you didn't get to hear the whole show, go to my website, DougalFraser.com. You can click Recent Press and hear the whole archive show. And don't forget, you want to win a reading, like the Facebook page. You can enter into a contest right in the left-hand column. It says win here, and you will be entered into a contest to win a free reading with moi, $250 value. Very exciting.
I adore you.
I adore you too.
Thank
it's been
you.
Super fun. Thanks for all the calls, guys. It's been a great show. Benny, David, of course, I know I talked way too much today. But
oh,
I
no, it was
you.
Great.
Not unusual for us.
Guys, next up is the Dr. Pat Show. You want to continue to listen? I will talk to you next week, guys. Bye-bye.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.